What is the compassionate presence? This is Mercedes Warrick, and welcome to Sacred Key. It was so interesting. I had not realized that I was resting in God, or resting in the peace, as I like to say now. Resting in the frequency of peace, resting in the frequency of God. It had always been available to me in just about every major event in my life. There was this wash of calm and peacefulness that would flow through me. And I didn't fully understand what it was. I think now, in the language that I've come to adapt, I would say that there was a rising, an uprising of consciousness within me that allowed me to know that there was a different space, a different opportunity, a different possibility, just different than what I was currently experiencing. And because I didn't really take note of it, I didn't stop for a moment and journal or evaluate any of those kinds of words, but just really reflect on what had happened and what I'd learned, that I didn't realize that this compassionate space, this compassionate sacredness, this presence of knowing all would be well, all would be as it was meant to be. I didn't know that that could exist every day in every way. So my sort of bop over the head was when I couldn't breathe. I couldn't enter my prayer space, my sacred inwardness, because I couldn't breathe. And I was in a panic. And my guide said, just breathe. Just be. Just be here now. And as I was laying in a hospital bed, sometimes I would just close my eyes and I would feel the gentle rise and fall, the expansion and contraction of my lungs. And there was life there. I was still alive. It wasn't a big inhalation and a big exhalation like I was used to doing. And it was not a prescribed rhythm. It was the rhythm of my life. And I found that I could lay there in peace, even though there was some really scary things happening around me. I could lay there in peace, just feeling the confirmation that I had life in me. Feeling my lungs move up and down and the gentleness of the breath, sort of a releasing of control. Not that I ever had control over the wonderful life force that just allowed me to breathe, allowed my heart to beat, allows my eyes to see and my ears to hear. Those are not things that I consciously have to turn on and off at the start of the day and the end of the day. Life continues even when I close my eyes and rest. So peace is where the living is. Peace is the ignition switch for bringing a new space, a release of thinking, a release of the collaboration of co-creation. Just resting, just being. There's no doing. Be before I do. Coming into the space, allowing the inspiration to flow into me. To receive the knowing. And then to realize the action or the thing. But it all is initiated from this place of do no thing. Be in the nothingness. I've come to cherish God in a different way. This sacred presence, this compassionate presence. There's an allowing here and a there is an allowing here. It's not a surrendering. You know, so often we say let go and let God, and it's a surrendering. And then we take it back and we surrender again and let it go and take it back and worry. But when we are in the allowance of the sacred presence, this compassionate presence, we just allow the presence to nurture us and guide us. It's an allowing. It's a melting away of our physical space and emerging back into home. All of the divinity that is within me as I rest just connects with the divinity that is. As we sit in the compassionate presence, it's a time of allowing an infusion. Recalling and rejuvenation, renewal. in this time, I release the things to do list and the questions of how and why. I just allow the situation to percolate. That's what I call it. You'll hear me say, oh, I've just put it in the percolator. And then I walk away from it. I release it. I wake up the next morning with a renewed understanding of how to move forward or not to move forward. To stay still. Do nothing. Allow the nothingness to come forward. Release the attachment to an outcome. Know what is before me is sacred and loving. Have patience, because the loving force, the causal force, may not always be immediately apparent. So there is a knowing that what is before me has brought me something. The no thing has brought me something. And if I attune, listen, unfocus my vision, and allow myself to feel and hear, use my five senses through this lens and the creativity and the intimate coupling with the sixth, seventh, and eighth sense, the compassionate presence. I live. I live peacefully. So I have said for many years, it is time to ignite the peace within me. And I would literally go lay down, take a rest, sit quietly. It was never a sitting meditation. It was always a, we call it in quotation marks, a nap. It was staying present, not going anywhere, being in the existence of this moment, of this breath, and allowing myself to be nurtured, cared for and loved. And for me, that is the compassionate presence. I think that is enough for now. Namaste. I love you. May you know the divine intimately.